When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with Jacqueline Novak, host of your other favorite podcast, Poog.
What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That sounds simple, but if you actually go, wait, if I knew I couldn't fail, you might think of something that you just have not allowed yourself to think of before. Because you just are so sure that you would fail at it that you've never even considered it. That was kind of how I started doing stand-up.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, puzzlers. Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, where we ladle out your daily puzzle soup. I'm your host, AJ Jacobs, and I am here with Chief Puzzle Officer Greg Pliska. Hello, Greg.
Hey, AJ. I'm glad to be here. You know, I've been down in the puzzle lab where I have a lot of dictionaries. I've got 10 or 12 dictionaries and encyclopedias and lexicons of strange and wonderful words. And so today's puzzle is actually dug out of all those tomes. It's the puzzle is called Which Is It? Cricket Position or Carpenter's Tool?
Well, now I did read the encyclopedia for my first book, so I should get 100%.
You're going to nail this.
Yeah.
This is, you might as well not even bother.
Right.
It's end of the episode. Thanks, everybody. AJ knows all this.
It would be true if I didn't forget 99.9% of it. But let's give it a shot. Let's give it a shot. So wait, so, it's cricket versus what was the other one?
Carpenter's tool. So I'm going to give you the name of an item, and you tell us whether it's a fielding position in the game of cricket or a carpenter's tool.
Okay, I'll give it. I've never seen a game of cricket. I hear they last like a month and a half, but I'll give it a shot.
That's what makes this fun. All right, your first one is silly point.
Silly point. I'm going to have to say, you know, sometimes cricket does look silly. No offense to our British and Indian listeners, but I'm going to say that sounds like a cricket.
A cricket position. You would be correct. That is a position in cricket. And it's actually someone who stands close to the batsman And it's called silly because that would be a foolish thing to do, stand close to the person who's about to whack the ball at you. So,
we could call our catchers in baseball a silly point as well.
Like, exactly. They're standing, they're sitting right behind the batter. It would be more like if we had a fielder stand right in front of the batter.
I see. Yeah, that is
that would be kind of the silly point. It'd be right there, right? All right, here's your next one. Cat's paw.
Cat's paw. All right. Well, I know a bear's claw is pastry, but that's a whole other puzzle.
That's a whole different puzzle.
All right,
cat's paw. Is that
a
cricket position or a carpentry tool?
I'm gonna say carpentry tool.
Oh, you are correct. Yes, it's a metal hand tool that you use to extract nails. So it looks kind of like a crowbar, but with that forked end, and you can pull the nails out with it.
Cat's paw. So hammers do have a cat's paw on the end.
I don't know if that's the same term, but yes. Yeah, it's like that thing on the other side of a hammer.
Got it.
All right. Here's another one for you. End nippers.
End nippers. Interesting. All right.
Well, are you going to play that position in cricket, or are you going to get it out of the garage and go to work?
Well, either way, I love the phrase, end nippers. Nippers is a funny little collection of sounds. I'm going to have to say that's also a carpentry tool.
Wow, you are very good at this. That is correct. It's similar to pincers or similar to pliers, right? But with more force at the point. So also good at pulling nails out or putting more force on an object.
All right.
End nippers.
So that encyclopedia I read is paying off.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
I'm just being totally lucky, which is the actual situation.
All right, let's try this one. How about sweeper cover?
Sweeper cover. All right.
Yeah. Carpentry tool or?
It could be either way. I mean, I don't know. I'm feeling like Harry Potter had something like called a sweeper, didn't it? So I'm going to say.
Yeah, there's a position in Quidditch, right? Very different from cricket.
Well, I feel it's in the same area. So I'm going to say cricket.
Well, you would be correct. Once again, sweeper cover.
Shit,
you'd be fooled. I thought you'd think it's thing you put over your broom or something. It's a deep fielding defensive position. So kind of the opposite of the silly point, right? You're way out in the field. You're the sweeper cover and you're out there to kind of roam around and catch the ball when it's batted. Well, you've done very well today, AJ. I think the encyclopedia helped you, or maybe you were a secret fan of cricket. I don't know.
And carpentry tools. Both of them are my passion.
Shall I give the listeners a bonus?
I think so.
You know what? Let's give them two this week. One is a cricket position and one is a carpentry tool. And these are cow corner and chalk line.
Cow corner and chalk line.
And chalk line. Which is which?
All right, puzzlers, think on that. And please don't forget to subscribe to the Puzzler Podcast. And I'll meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. Chief Puzzle Officer Greg Pliska here to give you the extra credit answer from our previous episode. We played Retronyms with Stephen J. Dubner, in which every answer was a retronym, a word that had to be invented once a new thing was invented. So, for example, acoustic guitar didn't have to be invented until the electric guitar appeared, and then we needed a term to go back to the acoustic guitar. So in this case, we talked about how electronic versions of documents forced us to come up with this term, and that term is hard copies. Because, of course, before we had electronic versions, all the copies made were, in fact, hard or physical copies. Thanks for playing with us, and we look forward to playing with you again on our next episode. Thanks for playing along with the team here at The Puzzler. I'm Greg Pliska, your Chief Puzzle Officer. Our executive producers are Neely Lohman and Adam Newhouse of Newhouse Ideas and Lindsay Hoffman of iHeart Podcasts. The show is produced by Jody Avergan and Brittany Brown of Roulette Productions. Our associate producer is Andrea Schoenberg. The Puzzler with AJ Jacobs is a co-production with Newhouse Ideas and is distributed by Discatastrophe. Rearrange the letters. iHeart Podcasts. If you want to know more about puzzling puzzles, please check out the book The Puzzler by A.J. Jacobs, a history of puzzles that the New York Times called fun and funny. It features an original puzzle hunt by yours truly and is available wherever you get your books. And puzzlers, for all your puzzling needs, go visit thepuzzler.com. See you there.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with Jacqueline Novak, host of your other favorite podcast, Poog.
What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That sounds simple, but if you actually go, wait, if I knew I couldn't fail, you might think of something that you just have not allowed yourself to think of before. Because you just are so sure that you would fail at it that you've never even considered it. That was kind of how I started doing stand-up.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.